Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, then back from 9 to midnight. It is Thursday, 25th day of May, 2006. I said I'd have wide open phones today. I got off into Hastert and the big bribery scandal. It's really breaking. More details on that coming up. I believe there's foreign blackmail and internal blackmail going on here with several agendas at play, including Israel trying to force the U.S., which they've been openly spanking us for in public. It's pretty pathetic. To go ahead and attack Iran. I mean, Israel manipulating the U.S. and pushing us around is like a, hummingbirds will run off hawks or eagles if they roost in a tree that's near where the hummingbirds are staying. Literally, I'm not an ornithologist, but I like to read about birds. I think they're neat. And it's just a little bitty hummingbird will run hawks and things off. Sometimes crows will run off eagles. But it's kind of like a chihuahua bossing a Great Dane around. I was talking to a friend who has a Great Dane. He talks about how his wife's chihuahua can, like, bosses it around and is in full command. That's how it is at my house with the chihuahua and the Boston Terrier. The chihuahua is the supreme ruler. Let's go ahead and go to the calls. Jason in Texas. Jason, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for the call. Just wanted to get your comments on the speech yesterday from the Prime Minister. Basically, it was word for word what President Bush said at the UN, jargon like, if we don't do anything, then nobody's going to respect us, and if the world community doesn't go to war, then Israel will go to war, and it's for the safety of the children, and blah, blah, blah. Next point I wanted to add.
Yeah, they're openly saying they are going to attack Iran. And every time Iran says we'll defend ourselves, it's taken out of context to Iran threatens to preemptively strike.
Did you hear the speech yesterday?
I didn't physically hear it, but I did read the transcript. In fact, let me just tell the network this now. Go get, just type in Israeli Prime Minister Obert speech. It'll be up now. Grab it, and let's play some clips of that later.
Yes, sir. And I just watched the rebroadcast on C-SPAN, and I watched the whole thing, and everyone was there. Cheney was behind them and all that. But another point, you can talk about this later, but I just wanted to bring this up. As far as all the immigration stuff and amnesty and all this stuff, here's what's going to happen. These Mexicans or illegals or whatever you want to call them, they're going to start demanding fairer wages because they've been validated, and then you're going to have a
total... sir, that's already happening. That's already happening, and then those groups will get bigger wages, and they'll bring in more illegals to replace them. The 25 million will all get amnesty. In 86, they said it'd be 1 million people getting amnesty. Turned out it was like 7 million. This time they say it's 14 million. Well, if it was 5 times last time, what's it going to be? Or 6 times last time, what will it be this time? And then once you get all those anchor people here, they're the anchor. They're going to bring in their whole families.
And Alex, it's like, this is just a small cell of the whole New World Order body. I mean, if you take the microscope and you out of focus and you actually see the whole body of the New World Order.
They're overrunning Europe with foreigners. They're overrunning Asia with whatever countries nearby. It's all about bringing in foreign groups to destroy the sovereignty of that nation.
The last point, Alex, underground cities, supposedly there's 300 underground cities. I mean, if they have underground cities, first of all, if they can't kill us, they're going to control us. But as we wake up, they're going to just try and kill us. Are they going to go to these underground cities and survive there or do what they want to do?
Let me comment on that after the break. That is not a wives' tale. That is true.
Thank you. Thank you.
The number you're getting, sir, is there's over 300 underground bunkers. And some of these could house 50 people, some of the smaller ones, some of the larger can hold, the reports are, over 20,000 people and supply them for upwards of a decade. And this is a key point. This is an absolutely key point that I want to cover briefly when we get back. I'm a long-winded windbag, but cover it briefly. Then we're going to go to Tim, Steve, Ron, and many others. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com. Check them out. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we'll go right back to your calls here in a few minutes. I'd like to get your take on ABC News saying that Dennis Hastert, Speaker of the House, is definitely in the mix in the big bribery scandal. We have one congressman being caught with a freezer full of money hidden in cans. First place the police look, folks, is for those fake cans everybody buys. First place crooks look when they break in your house, I would add. But if you bury your money out in the field somewhere, they can't find it. But side issue. We've got all this news swirling around. Israel has a long history of blackmailing U.S. politicians. And you notice all this stuff is breaking right now, when Israel is rebuking us daily in their press, their leaders are, like, we're bad because we haven't attacked Iran yet. And Obert was here yesterday saying we've got to attack, they will attack if the world won't do it, the U.S. needs to, and if they won't, Israel will have to. And Bush says, if you attack, we're going to attack. And it's going to be a giant diversion. So many people say that we're just going to attack Iran for Israel. Well, that's like saying my heart pumps blood just for itself. Well, of course we're going to attack Iran for Israel, but Israel is part of the New World Order agenda, just like every other major industrialized country, and so it's all part and parcel. The globalists will use it for weapon sales, for a global destabilization, as a pretext to invade a whole bunch of different countries, to widen the conflict, and to, at the same time, basically set the precedent for the U.S. being the enforcer for the New World Order. And they also want it as a political distraction here domestically or a smokescreen for all of the other domestic corruption that's coming out. And the plummeting poll numbers, an attack on Iran will boost poll numbers for a short time. If you look at the trend, Bush is at 40%, 44%. 9/11 happens, he goes at 95%. He drops in a month, goes back up to 80% when they attack Afghanistan, drops again down to about 45%. They attack Iraq, goes back up to 65%. Now he's dropped down to 28%. He'll probably get boosted back up to 45% or so if they go to war with Iran. And if the war is really bad and we get big losses and they fire a bunch of cruise missiles into those different waterways and blow up a bunch of oil tankers and oil prices go up to 10 bucks a gallon, and yes, they're talking about that if Iran is hit. I mean, we're talking about just insane prices, folks. I mean, they're talking about $200 a barrel now, mainstream news, if that happens, and that translates out to $10. This is getting crazy. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but that's what we're talking about. Then the oil companies will make even bigger profits out of this whole crisis. Meanwhile, we're bathed in oil. They've bought up all the oil refineries that are privately owned, shut those down. We have the oil companies own memos, but everybody still runs around on talk radio going, gee, we wonder why we don't have enough fuel. Oh, it must be the greeny meanies that did it. So all that's coming up, but first we'll take your calls. But a caller in the last segment wanted me to talk about the 300-plus underground bases. Now, before I get into this, let me just tell you something about Switzerland. Did you know that in Switzerland, they haven't been invaded in over 200 years? They have the highest standard of living in the world. They have the highest average income in the world. They are incredibly wealthy. It's a beautiful nation. And every man at 18, and every woman now, is given automatic weapons, automatic assault rifles. They are given body armor, and they are shown in their local neighborhood where the local commander has stored the plastic explosives and rocket-propelled grenades. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not kidding. This is, for those that don't know, just go research it. They actually modeled it 200-and-something years ago off of the U.S. militia. They said, that's a good idea. We've been invaded a bunch. We're going to do that. And in the side of every major mountain, there are giant, for every town, there are giant underground bases that have hot tubs, in some cases swimming pools, that have their own water systems sunk deep into the rock out of aquifers, out of springs. They have 5 to 10 years of food supplies. They have armored vehicles, rockets, missile launchers, explosives, and it's just all there for everyone, just weapons everywhere. And, of course, they have one of the lowest crime rates in the world. Excuse me, the lowest. You can go look at the UN's own numbers. They are number one. They are the safest country. I forgot that part. And every year your home is inspected. Now they have the equivalent of the Fourth Amendment there. They're not allowed to come in your house without warrants except for the yearly home inspection. There are huge multi-thousand Swiss franc fines if they can find your machine guns. You've got to have your weapons hidden. And they have to be so well hidden, it's the law, in hidden trap doors, that if the inspector can find them, you are fined. So they are set up, if they're invaded, they are mobilized, and everyone is scared to death of them, they're like a porcupine. A wolf doesn't bite a porcupine. Okay, an eagle doesn't grab a porcupine. It'll grab a tortoise and take it up in the sky and drop it and kill it and eat it. Nothing will touch the porcupine. Nothing will touch it. Because it's got spines all over it. And there's that little country, totally rich, absolutely no crime to speak of, just lounging on piles of gold with weapons and explosives everywhere, with huge underground bases for their entire population. Now, let's look at China. Huge underground bases in every major city for about a third of their population. That's been in the official news. Russia has huge underground bases that are not fancy, but have two-year food supply, water supplies, underground wells for 2 years. Every major city. Germany has them. England has them to some extent, for enough for a few months. Living in Dallas, growing up in Dallas, and if you're in big old parking garages, you'll still see this. There'll be a yellow sign or orange sign saying nuclear fallout shelter. Do you know what the underground bases are for the American people? Do you know? They're underground parking garages. You can go there, and you can starve to death, and you can You can watch everyone urinate and defecate all over the ground, and you can all breathe the uranium and plutonium, and you can all die in a couple of days. How's that sound? Guess how much the U.S. has spent on underground bases? This is the stuff we know that's declassified. Most of it's secret. But do you know what the underground excavations are? It just like in all other military spending, it outstrips all other nations combined. The Russians have an underground base in the Urals, which they've allowed people to go into, that can hold over 1 million people. You think I'm joking, ladies and gentlemen? It's that big. Okay, what do we have? We've spent more than, and I say we, the criminals that run this country, have spent more than all nations combined. And what do you, what do I, the dumb sap, what do we get? We get a parking garage. You get a parking garage if you know where to find it. You get to go in a hole, as if the big cities, if there is some type of nuclear attack, won't be hit, as if that won't be a smoldering slag heap. That's what you get, America. And so, yes. Why do you think Bush has his ranch at Crawford? It is well known that within 1 mile of him, that's not true, it's like 2 miles away, there is an underground railroad connected in, and there is an entry point, and they probably dug one underneath his ranch for all we know. We know they've been doing huge excavation out there. We know they get really mad about it, but folks, this really makes them mad. Also, remember the Naval Observatory where Cheney lives? They were doing excavation for 3 years there. They were connecting a railway in. That was well known. They've got the Greenbrier Hotel with the underground railways to it. They got these big underground locomotives that can go, what is it, like 10 feet an hour through solid stone? We know the government in the 50s purchased hundreds of these. We know that the spurs are all over Texas for some reason, running out to Arizona, New Mexico, Southern California, up to D.C., up to Minnesota, up into Canada, up into Ottawa, down into Mexico City. And more money spent than everyone else combined. I mean, Switzerland's got it for their whole population. You can go look at all these numbers. So this is what you get, America. This is what your dirty government has done. They set up the CIA in 47 with the National Security Act. Most of the federal funding went totally secret, and then they've got their $250, $300 billion now. I'm told it's grown. That's like five-year-old numbers, $250, I'm told, with inflation, it's $300 billion now, in cocaine and heroin money. And then and all of that just doesn't go in these guys' accounts, private. You know, a lot of it does go into secret ops. And all the rich people, I know. I mean, people that are worth, you know, $100 million, and I know a lot of people that are really rich folks. They've all bought personal islands. They're keeping bodyguards that live there full-time. Nicolas Cage has got two private islands. He just bought another one. The one he's had for a few years has got armed guards on it that are there full-time, a landing strip. They keep jets fueled and ready. And they're just, you know, low-level minions. But he's making about, what, $100 million a year or so. Probably makes five movies a year. I think he gets about $15 million a movie. So I don't know, what is that, $30, $40, $50 million a year? But I mean, the really billionaires and people have moved out of the U.S. Man, they're living in Africa. They're living in Asia. They're living in the Middle East. They're living in Europe. They're all getting out the last 4 years as if they're rats leaving a sinking ship. And it's very hard. I mean, you could buy an island a few years ago for just a few $100,000, a nice one. Now they're $10-15 million. Cage just bought a smaller one for $5 million because there's a run on them. And they put fences up around them. They put guard shacks on them. They've got armed men down there. Why? Why? What are they? Well, because they know if stuff breaks down, there's going to be pirates. And yes, folks, in the Caribbean, there are more pirates today in the Western and Southern Caribbean, and even the Eastern Caribbean, than there were 300 years ago when Lafitte sailed the Caribbean. I mean, all the time, you go out there in your own sailboat on a cruise, I'm told, all the time, your sailboat shows up 6 months later at sail, and you're never seen. The pirates pull up, blow your head off, and then take your boat. Point is that civilization is unraveling, just like with the Romans. The Romans had it all, and they started bringing in foreign mercenaries to menace the other Roman lords, the other Roman senators. They brought in foreigners to leverage and get control. Caesar was really the first to do that. Did you know that? Brought in a foreign senate and everything. And Rome fell within 300 years. Well, we're on the fast track for that now. And these guys, I believe they're going to release a bioweapon and kill everybody. Okay, I've got to tell you. I mean, that's what everything I see, all the indicators are, they're going to release it. They're going to reemerge. It makes me sick.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that at the 29 Palms Marine Base located in California, a questionnaire was given to Marines stationed there? It discussed the United States military under UN command. Would the Marines accept this? The final statement to be answered, yes or no, was, "I would fire upon American citizens who refuse or resist confiscation of firearms banned by the United States government." Is this what Americans want? Forced confiscation of guns? We'd like to help you understand how these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream. Dream Magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream Magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Sorry, I haven't been going to your calls. I haven't been behaving. There's just so much news. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Always a pleasure, Alex.
Thank you for joining us.
Good keyword. Do you remember a man named Phil Schneider?
Yes.
Talking about the underground bases. Yeah, if anybody wants to research on that, I've found a plethora of stuff under Phil Schneider. quickly, question, yes or no answer will do. Is it worth it putting without prejudice UCC 1-207/1-103 on your driver's license?
I mean, some people have had success with that, but, I mean, usually the courts are so corrupt they just ignore it all.
That was my question. So you would answer no in that case. It's not really worth
it. I'm not going to give people a bunch of legal advice on all these U.S. codes and the rest of it.
Yesterday on C-SPAN, there were a couple generals on, and it was dealing with FEMA stuff. One was Brigadier General Benjamin Spraggins and another Major General Stanhope Spears. And it was real interesting the way they were supering underneath them their names and their titles. One, for example, for General Spears, it said South Carolina Military Department, Adjunct General. States have their own military departments?
They do now, Bubba. Pentagon generals with domestic operations. We now have NORTHCOM. We now have we are now considered a war zone under military rule.
Now, is it true that the Army is actually under the control of the United Nations?
To a great extent, through treaty agreements, it is to a certain extent. But it's more like the globalists control the U.S. and the U.N. and are merging their two assets.
Okay, because I remember when during the hurricane, Michael Brown had a quote on where he said FEMA was the face of the government for the entire nation.
Yes.
And I'm like, boy, that is very dangerous. I wonder if people are going to wake up to what these people are saying. It's very scary. And I remember I talked to you when Dr. Breeding was on a while back, and I told you about this girl I live with who has the implant in her neck.
Yes, to control depression. It's a system that goes into the sciatic nerve.
It actually goes to the what's the one that lays across the vocal cord? It goes up into the brain.
Did I say sciatic? Am I wrong? I forget. It'll pop in my head in a minute.
It's clamped around that. And something very, very strange has been happening, and I wanted to ask you about it, because every day you could set your watch to it around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. She just goes into she barks like a dog, Alice. And can't stop.
Well, I know the Food and Drug Administration last year approved for depression it's called a nerve stimulator, and it's a nerve in the neck. And
Vagus nerve,
that's it. It's, of course, it's not sciatica, that's the back. And it runs into the brain, and it's a device manipulating the brain. Oh, that sounds good. And they forced millions of Americans on drugs, and we knew they'd start forcing people into these. I mean, what are we supposed to say here?
Yeah, you wake up, people. How much more? That's another thing. The biggest hurdle, which I want to share with all the listeners, to getting people to wake up is this theory of cognitive dissonance. And I've been printing out papers and using that as my lead-in, having people read that first. And then when you go into it and they'll say, oh, well, that can't be true, then you can say, hey, theory of cognitive dissonance. It's a very helpful tool when you're trying to wake people up for the first time. I wanted to share that with you.
I hear you. Thanks for the call.
Okay, bye.
You bet. Let's talk to Steve in Washington. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for taking my call. I got to tell you that I am a big fan and also looking to get into this same sort of arena that you're doing. I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've been doing a little bit of research, just kind of trying to find out a little bit of background. Like I said, I'm a big supporter of a majority of what I hear you're talking about. But I found a couple of things a little bit disturbing. I was wondering about Tex Mars, who, as I found out, was the man who married you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just wondered, you know, I found some information on him saying that he believes that homosexuals are possessed by demons.
Okay.
Any comment on that?
Well, sir, Tex Mars is a pastor. What do you think pastors think? What do you think pastors do? You're shocked that a pastor thinks that that type of behavior is demonic? That's what Christians believe, is that type of behavior is spiritual. Now, stay there. We can. This call's pretty amazing here right now. So we'll be right back and let the caller continue. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
We've got a clip of Israeli President Obert's speech yesterday. We'll play some of that later. A lot of other news as well. And I want to hurry through your phone calls, but right now we're finishing up with Steve from Washington. Steve, what shocks you by the fact that a Baptist preacher, basically is what Tex is, but he's non-denominational now, but you know, Baptist background, would not like homosexuality? I mean, I'm just confused by your whole statement.
Well, it's not that I found that he didn't like it to be shocking. I found that he thought that they were possessed by demons to be shocking. I was born and raised in a Christian church in a number of different denominations, and I have never come across anybody that thought that they were possessed by demons. You know, I mean, there are people.
Well, I haven't read his particular quote on that. I believe his idea is that they're, you know, influenced by that. And I mean,
I actually heard him talking about it on.
Well, sure, that's fine. So now I'm a bad guy. And you've got inner scoop on Alex Jones. I mean,
no, absolutely not. That's not what I just had a question. I just wanted to ask you what you thought about it.
Well, I think that Tex Mar is a great guy, and he's a good friend of mine, and he married my wife and I without a marriage license, and I thank him for it.
Okay. Well, I got two other quick things that, if you don't mind. One is that I had heard that the GCN network had been bought out by ABC News. Is there any truth to that?
No, that's totally ridiculous and an absolute fraud. Bring up the next thing.
Okay. The next thing is that, as a member of the Remnant Saints,
I get email. It's some mainstream Christian group that supports Jesus' second coming, and they made me an honorary member. It'd be like if they made me an honorary member of the New York Golf Club, and then I didn't. And then somebody said, "You're a member of the New York Golf Club," and I'm not a member of the New York Golf Club. I don't even know if that's a real group. My point is, thanks for the call, sir. I really appreciate it. You know, I get a call yesterday. Hey, Alex, why are you still alive? Why hasn't the New World Order killed you? I get that call almost every day. And I get the call every week, or you're owned by ABC. Or I get the call by, sir, you should look at the people that make those types of claims and ask why people spend all their time attacking other truth tellers and trying to do all this. I guess I am owned by AKG, the German, and this will get picked up now, even though it's satire and it's not true. Let's be sarcastic here. I am owned and controlled by General Electric. I am owned and controlled by AKG. I am owned and controlled by Microsoft. I am owned and controlled. A microphone says this is an AKG too. I am owned and controlled by Mackie, because there's a Mackie board right here. I'm owned and controlled by Skyscan Atomic Clock. That's, I don't know the name of those lights I've got right there, but I think those are GE bulbs. And I'm owned by Universal Audio, because that's the mic pre I've got. And I'm eating Austin's Pizza right now, so I'm controlled by them. Let me explain that. We're on something called satellites, and when you call your grandma in, say, Cincinnati, Ohio, and you live in Los Angeles, California, your cell phone call goes through the cell tower into the phone company and up a satellite, in most cases, and back down. And I don't think we ever really think about who owns that satellite or what's going on with that. So that'd be like if you were driving a Ford pickup truck and I walked out and I said to you in the street, "You're under Henry Ford's control, you support the Nazis." You go, "That's ridiculous. I bought a Ford truck." There are three radio satellites. Okay, they're Clear Channel, ABC, and Jones. And those are the digital satellites. The network cannot afford the Clear Channel satellite. We did have it for a while, but most stations have the ABC feed. And so what you do is you go to them, and there was actually a suit years ago about this, forcing satellite companies to give other networks and third parties feeds. They don't like doing this either. You go to them and you say, "We're going to buy a satellite feed from you so we can go out over the radio," because that's what radio affiliates have. They have a Clear Channel receiver, they have an ABC receiver, or they have a Jones receiver. And again, I guess because there's a company called Jones, maybe they're controlling me too. But all we have is an ABC Star Guide feed. Now, we have another feed, and I had the satellite guy on last week. It's Communication Sat something, and they actually own some channels on that. You go and you lease channels. There's thousands of channels on these. That'd be like if XM ever picked up my radio show, which we tried to get them to. They haven't because of the content. Then saying because we're on XM, we're owned by XM. That'd be like if I was the Rolling Stones rock and roll band and a Clear Channel rock station played "I Can't Get No Satisfaction," and then we said, "Well, the Rolling Stones are owned by Clear Channel." It is on its face such a fabrication, on its face so ridiculous. Yes, I have Microsoft Windows on some of our computers. Yes, I have Final Cut Pro on our Mac G5s. I am not owned by Steve Jobs and Apple. I'm not getting transmissions from them. But see, this is how these operatives do. Oh, he's got an he's an ABC affiliate. I wish we were. I wish ABC stations, ABC-owned stations, there are some would pick us up. So they pick up Sean Hannity, who's their show. We're not on any ABC stations. I wish we were. Oh, my gosh. In fact, we've tried to get on them. We're on mom and pops and privately owned. So I've got Ray-Ban sunglasses, an Italian company. I'm controlled by, in fact, I'm putting them on right now. I'm controlled by the Italians. I mean, that's how sophomoric this is. And then there was another one that was Tex Mars married me. Oh, Remnant Saints. A couple years ago, I started getting emails about this. People would claim it was a Zionist group. So I went and I looked at it, and I looked at all the memberships, and it said honorary member Alex Jones, and it was a mainline Christian conservative pro-gun, anti-UN, not even a pro-Israel website, nothing about Israel on there. And they said, we believe in the kingdom of Zion and Christ's return, which is what any Christian believes in. You know, I mean, that's what's going to set down the New Jerusalem and then 1,000 years and all that stuff. It's Revelations, you know, the island of Patmos and all of that. And so, again, we have people that literally go out and they go, what can we look for? What can we misrepresent? Okay, there's a mainline conservative Christian anti-New World Order site. They've given Alex an honorary membership. And I never emailed them and said, take my membership away. I don't care. So what if somebody says you have an honorary membership? What does that mean? We honor you. I think there's been hundreds of web awards we've received. I want to give my enemies an idea. Go find out one of those web groups that gave me an award. This will probably happen now, too. Say I'm with them. That'll be good. But see, the key is we've just burnt 6 minutes on this, 7 minutes. The key here is they don't want the information covered. And most people, through ego, revel in being attacked or get mad about it, and their whole shows are about it. Can you imagine people driving along the road in Southern California listening to us on a fine affiliate we have there that picks us up, that goes into San Diego and Southern L.A., listening to this? They're going, what? I'm here for news. I'm here to hear about Hastert. Is he going to be indicted? You know, is he involved in bribery? I'm here to hear about underground bases. I'm here to learn what's happening with Iran. No, you're not going to hear about that. You're going to hear about a preacher that married me. You're going to hear about some website. You're going to hear about the Believes in Jesus. And you're going to hear about, am I an ABC affiliate? Let me tell you something. If ABC called up today, and which they won't, and said, Alex, we want to give you a syndicated show on 200 stations, zero control over what you say, we want to put you on, I'd say, sure. Of course I would. I mean, what are you? But no, that isn't the case. So this is how you do radio. You go over satellites. And that's why we need your money. See, I don't beg for money. I ask you to buy the videos, buy the books to support us. A lot of the talk show hosts have put into a kitty to pay for other satellite feeds. We also have an SEPC feed that a lot of old stations have and still have receivers for that we're on, that the network pays a very small sum to be on. We carry Derry Brownfield and the rest of it. So I guess all total, what is it? Four satellites, but only one of them is a real radio satellite. And so today I will be on the highway. I will be on a federal highway. I will be driving down I-35. Does that mean I'm for the toll roads? Does that mean I work for the federal government? I'm on a highway? I mean, my goodness. But again, and it's very frustrating because you want to answer this every time it comes up every week. I'm sorry to you, the listeners, but I don't screen calls, and I will respond to this stuff when it's brought up. And I would advise that listener that called in with those questions to get more discernment. I can tell you're probably a nice guy, and you're probably irritated now that I'm irritated with you. But sir, let's just say hypothetically. And by the way, when I make the statement, this has been turned into, I admit I'm evil. The statement I'm about to make has been turned into, I'm evil. I admit I'm evil. I hate talking about myself. I have to do this. Let's say I was evil. I'm not. I do evil things, though. I'm not perfect. None of us are. We're a fallen creature. But let's say I was this bad guy. It doesn't matter. I'm here saying the evidence looks like Israel's blackmailing the Congress right now. They've done it before. They're doing it again. All the evidence shows that, coinciding with a constellation of other issues, I'm sure of it. People need to tune in to hear that. It doesn't matter. I'm covering information. It's about the information. And a lot of it isn't just hit pieces or people innately being wicked. It's that people want to divert off into something else. It's frustrating every day to hear all this bad stuff's happening and to have to deal with it. It'd be easier just to concoct some way to not listen to Alex Jones. I mean, I've had people walk up to me on the street and go, I used to like you, but I can't believe you did a horrible thing to a Christian family for ABC. Totally made up, total theater. It's like saying I'm Ronald McDonald. It's just not true. 100% lie. And I'll just go, get out of my way. Fine, believe that. I mean, one time I got mad at somebody. I had somebody walk up to me and go, I can't believe
you're secretly run by ABC.
And just like, and they go, I want you to respond to that. No, just get out of my way. You know, at a certain point, I just, fine, idiot. Fall down the road, let the dead bury the dead. You're going to be a slave. Your parents were slaves. They were slaves before you because you don't have discernment. It may not even run in your family. You're tailor-made to be lied to. You're tailor-made not to hear the truth when you hear it. You're tailor-made to not have discernment and to not know it when it's looking you in the face. All right, I said I'd go to calls. It's almost impossible. Let's go ahead and we spent 8 minutes, 9 minutes on. No, wait. Came out at 33. 33 to that. That's 12 minutes blown. Let's go ahead and I'm going to cover 10 stories in that time. We're taking 5 calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in Rhode Island. Thanks, Ron, for holding.
Ron, Newport Beach, California.
I can't seem to get anything straight here, so I need you to tell the people.
No worries.
Tell them where you're calling 3 times, where you're calling from and what your name is. Go ahead.
No worries. One idea I wanted your opinion on. Right now, it's my understanding that $10,000 is the fine for hiring illegal aliens knowingly by corporations. What would be your idea or your opinion if you were to take that $10,000, have the sheriffs locally hire bounty hunters and split the $10,000 between the sheriff's department or county with the headhunters?
You'd have tens of thousands of headhunters pop up overnight. Then you'd have a few accidents. The media would demonize it, but it's a war. We've got to defend the border. Yeah, they take asset forfeiture seizure of what they've taken from you, even when drugs aren't found and no charges are levied. They still take your house, your car. What about taking stuff for real crimes? I agree. Let's boost it to $50,000, and let's take that and take half of it and give it to the state with stipulations at the state level that it's got to be for offense and armored vehicles and weapons. And the other half, the $25,000, for counties to hire more sheriff's deputies expressly for defending the border, and with those millions of dollars, the counties could hire dozens and dozens and dozens of new deputies, and it's a great idea.
How can we put it forward?
Well, sir, I mean, the government, listen, they arrested, what, in that one raid, 1,000 illegals, 200 employers. That is less than 1%. If they arrested 1,000 a day for 365 days, 365,000 is less than 1% of the total number of illegal aliens. We need 10,000 arrests a day for a year.
That's why you need a free market system like this.
I think it's wonderful. I think it's a great idea. I'm worried about bounty hunters just because it would cause big problems and you wouldn't have a pool big enough.
I think the pool would spring up by itself.
I think it's a good idea. I support it. But see, again, it's a globalist agenda to break down the borders. They're not going to do that. Instead, Bush is going to have a total blanket, legalize all of them, and then having troops on the border will be a moot point.
But this concept can be instigated by the county government. It doesn't require federal or state.
I think it's a great idea, sir, but I mean, why not have the county take that money and just hire more deputies?
Oh, I agree 100%, but you have to turn the key somehow. Anyway, I'll let
you
go.
You can have the sheriffs go out with people that have former military training, and you can't have them as indentured servants. A posse is only for a limited time. You can have a regular posse and have the people serve 20 hours a week, and they can go out and hire 100 former military men in each small town, and you'll have your force right there and pay them.
Right. That's correct.
I'm ready to pay taxes right now. I mean, I'll pay a high tax if it's directly to the border.
I agree.
Because, I mean, this is in the Constitution. Troops on the border is in the Constitution. When these Mexican troops shoot at our people, we need to light them up. I mean, I want warthogs. I want Abrams. I want to smash them. I want to go to Mexico City. I mean, when you've got a country attacking you and saying they own this country, that's war. In fact, I called to invade Mexico. You know, I thought about this. They're an enemy of this country. They've been trying to bring this country down. They're run by terrorists, but our government wouldn't do that. We're invading Iraq. They've done nothing. Mexico is a real threat. We have reasons to invade Mexico.
We've already bailed them out twice.
Exactly. We need to go down there, put a real government in, have a real election, throw out all these, you know, the 10 families that own that place, arrest every one of those crooks, just like we did Japan. And folks, I'm not kidding when I say this. They've announced La Reconquista. They've announced this is Mexico. They call it an invasion. Their government does. A country says that. Since 25 million of its people to do it, shoots at our police on a routine basis, killing people. Is that not a war, sir? If Iraq, if Saddam before the war would have sent 100 troops to the southern border and had them shoot at us, would we have invaded Iraq that day?
Is that a question?
Yes, that's a question.
Probably.
So why aren't we invading Mexico? I think we should take 50 miles over the border, take 50 miles, build a fence right there. They deserve to lose more territory.
They'd be putting your thumb in their eye.
Listen, I would go join the military right now if we invaded Mexico. If they said we're invading in 3 months, I would go join right now, and I would put a pack on my back, and I would go down there, and I would fight those people. It's a country on our border, threatening us, shooting at us, saying they're taking over America. That's who you're supposed to fight, folks. You're supposed to fight people that are attacking you. You want a war, people? You like wars? Let's have a war with Mexico. Thank you, caller. I've said it. I think we should attack Mexico. They're attacking us. See how they like it. But no, our government's evil and is using Mexico to attack America for the globalists to break us down. Come right back and take your calls.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Jeff, Debbie, Chris, Nick, Rita, everybody, your calls are coming up. Got a whole other hour here in just a few minutes. That is not a radical statement. My point is, to boil it down, is we're invading Iraq. We're talking about attacking Iran. They've done nothing to us. Meanwhile, we have Mexico with their troops. I mean, I've had a bunch of Border Patrol on, sheriffs on. They shoot at cops. They've killed cops. They've killed police. They've shot military in the past. They've kidnapped people. They're dealing drugs. They're saying this is Mexico. Their presidents, and of course they're run by our own government, put in there, are saying this is Mexico. This is globalism. My point is, if we're going to invade Iraq for absolutely no reason, we've got reasons to militarize the border, but no, Bush sends the border patrol down there and then cuts back their numbers after 9/11, and then has the nerve to say, don't worry, the border patrol won't have weapons when they're down there on the border. Meanwhile, the Mexican troops are armed. Why? I mean, we're so pathetic. Oh, they'll have armed troops in America, in New Orleans and other places, but not on our border. And even Lou Dobbs will tell you, it's part of the plan of Aslan, and the big banks are behind it. The CFR wants the end of our border. So I'm not literally saying invade Mexico. My point is that we have reasons to. I mean, that's the only country in the world we have a reason to actually have a war with. It's incredible. I mean, I challenge you to debate that with me. We can talk about it in the next hour. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in New York. Jeff, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
The resistance over putting up a border fence is just ridiculous. I mean, that would solve almost all of the problems immediately.
They have a border, a almost continuous fence, except for some canyons in places, down in Costa Maya, right there on the border with, they're on the border with Belize, and they're also on the border with Guatemala.
You can see the Great Wall of China from the moon. There's no excuse for not fixing that border immediately. Alex, I'm the one who sent you the 522 Mason footage.
Yes, it was excellent.
What you did with it is great, too. History Channel this weekend talking about we're pushing them, we're pushing the media into doing things. History Channel and National Geographic Channel had Mason specials on over the weekend, and they're going a lot farther than they used to with these things. They actually addressed Albert Pike's quotes in Morals and Dogma about Lucifer running the organization. They showed the pentagram layouts of Washington, D.C. It really is a lot due in part to you, I think, because you're pushing this so much.
Well, it's mainstream. I mean, I most Masons aren't high level enough to know what they're a part of. Most Masons are good people. But it's like most FBI agents are good. But at the top, they are Lucifer-worshipping devils. And that's just the facts, folks.
The pyramid on the back of the dollar bill is the perfect example, and you give it all the time. The separation of the top part of the pyramid from the bottom,
yes,
showing compartmentalization.
Their religion is about compartmentalization.
I have another thing about Hillary Clinton. She gave a speech at the National Press Club the other day. And I haven't heard the media talk about this part of it. They have been saying that she has an energy policy, but here's a quote from it, and she says, I propose that over the next 5 years, we devote from the Strategic Energy Fund $9 billion into the Defense Advanced Research Project Administration for energy research.
Yeah, DARPA.
Yeah, that's not what they're going to do with that money.
Of course. Look, we're now being called liberals. I knew it would happen. Because we don't like Hillary for president. And now Roger Ailes, Limbaugh's boss, and all of them are out promoting Hillary. She's having weekly meetings with Rupert Murdoch. The Clintons are vacationing with the Bushes. It's just sick.
Hillary's the neocons. And everybody in New York, we got to get her out of office so she can't run for president.
Be quiet, liberal. You'll turn your guns in, then you'll be conservative. Turning your guns in is conservative. Big government is conservative. Third hour coming up. Stay with us.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks.